sense of creativity and love for certain things without compromising being an adult, you know what I mean? Like, or how do you be, how do you function, how do you, yeah, how do you function as an adult while being, while trying to figure out the fine line between letting your, and letting your childhood, you know, your childish wants and needs flourish, you know, like, how do you do that and do your, and achieve your childish wants and needs, or at least, you know, engage in childish things like anime, or anime's not even childish, but like the whole, you know, wanting to dress up, wanting to, you know, play games and stuff like that. Like, I'm lucky to be in a time where you can actually make money off of that stuff, but even then, that's still hard to do so because there's so many people trying to do it, and it's just trying to figure out, how do you get money? How do you, where do you get the money from? How do you get the money? How do you gain the following? How do you, all this stuff is just, you have to, like, there's so much to think about, you know, and the real life is already complicated enough as it is, but you literally just add on the internet, which makes it 10 times more complicated, you know. So, yeah, so it's just many things, people. I'm just going to say that I'm going to try to get these out as much as I can for y'all. Or for, I guess, for people. Apparently, six people listened to my last one. So, I'm like, oh, okay. Nice. You know, I don't know how to feel about that. But, yeah, thank you. I appreciate you six people for listening. You know, I'm not, I didn't promote it or anything. Because I just don't, I don't feel like I should promote it right now. But, yeah, you know. I hope you guys who are going to be watching, or going to be listening to this, and who have listened to this, you know, stick with me, you know? And, you know, hopefully find these journals insightful, maybe impactful, maybe informational, I don't know. However you may feel about this, don't give up, you know, like, your dreams that you have, don't give up on those dreams, man, because, man, Lord knows that, not even Lord knows, it's just, in general, just, you know, that if you don't achieve this goal, nobody else will, you know, and that's what makes your goal so special, because you're the only one that can achieve that goal, you know? So, you know, I'm trying to, like, get into the mindset of, I'm trying to be logical, reasonable with myself, with others, with life. You're like, okay, I can't be stubborn and constantly tell the world that I don't want to do with, I don't want to work a job or be super picky about what job I have. But when it is all at the end of the day, it's just, you just need to get a job and work and save up the money. And, you know, you don't have to stay there forever. I know they always told me that. People always told me that you don't have to stay there forever. Just get a job. But I just hated that fact. But I think it was just because I was coming from a mentality of, I was trying to be a purist with the creativity, right? Instead of realizing that it's not about being a purist. It's about achieving the goal, you know, no matter what circumstance, you know. And also, sometimes I felt like I was self-punishing or self-sabotaging, where I don't, like, self-sabotage is hard to realize personally, because it always feels like you tell yourself that you're doing the right thing, but at the end of the day, it's hard to realize that even if you tell yourself you're doing the right thing, that may not be the right thing at the right time, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, you may have good intentions, but what you're doing, your actions aren't lining up with what you're saying, right? And my actions usually didn't do that. And now it just feels like the older I get, it's starting to, the more I experience, the more I see, the more I learn, it seems like it's better just to be really direct with what you want. You know what I mean? Don't say any fluff. You know what I mean? Just, what do you want? Say it. Do it. Stop talking about it and just fucking get it done. You know what I mean? And that's where I'm going. You know, that's where I'm heading to. You know, I ain't trying to, I'm not going to go through all these philosophical debates. I like philosophical debates, but, you know, not when it comes to, I mean, I like them, but when it comes to achieving the goal, I don't need to get into that debate right now. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to get to that goal first. You know, like I said, I'm gonna get me a job. I'm gonna save up at least 10K, right? At least 10K. Then that way I can get my apartment, right? Or at least rent a room out, you know, in somebody's house and live there, you know, and do my content, my streaming, my videos, all that stuff. And, gain a following, you know, make some videos, make some more skits and stuff, and all that stuff, and just, you know, that's what it is, you know, so, I don't know, you know, like, I'm just out here, you know, just out here, you know, trying to live my life, you know. I have a girlfriend, if you guys don't know. We're in a long distance right now, but, honestly, like, I don't like long distance, you know, and I don't want to give her that false sense of, you know, security or whatever. But I really do like her, and I don't want to hurt her feelings too either. It's like one of those things where, like, I kind of put myself in this situation, you know, by agreeing to be her boyfriend. But then I'm like, well, am I even fit enough to even be her boyfriend? Because Lord knows I still got all this baggage to deal with. She got all her baggage, you know, and I don't even know if I'm ready to even be in a relationship. But I was just saying fuck it, because I love to say fuck it, and then when I do it, I feel stupid, because I'm now in the situation, now I gotta deal with this situation, you know, and somehow get out of it unscathed, which is damn near impossible. So yeah, I'm gonna write it out, you know, see where it goes. And because if y'all don't know, I'm a very physical person. I like my relationships to be physical, you know. I like my girlfriends or boyfriends to be physically there in front of me, so I can touch them, we can go out, we can have fun, you know. Over the phone, long distance, it's not the fucking same, bro. It really is not the same, and it sucks, and I hate it. Like yeah, other people may be able to do it, but I don't know if I can do it, you know. And I don't know why I'm even telling y'all this, but I just feel like this is just one of those places I'm just going to rant and just going to talk to y'all. Just talk, you know. And I don't want to break her heart. That's my problem. I care too much about people. And because of that, I put myself in a situation that now I'm like, I don't want to hurt her feelings. Because they always be like, this is my last chance of dating anybody and all this stuff. And now I'm feeling bad because, okay, well, if I break up with them, they're never going to find somebody else. And they're going to be lonely and I don't want them to get all depressed and potentially suicidal. So I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. You know, I'm stuck here now. So I don't know if that's even healthy, which I don't think it is, but I'm stuck in this. I'm stuck in it. You know what I mean? Like, mentally, I've put myself here, and mentally, I'm mentally stuck here. So don't get me wrong, I like her, you know, and all this stuff. Like, I really do like talking to her and stuff. It's just, she's not here physically. And that kind of takes away a little bit of attraction for me because I don't know her. You know what I mean? I don't know her physically. I don't even know her vibe physically. You know what I mean? Like, usually you can, like, I usually have a good vibe radar, if that's what you want to call it, like, for people in real life. I usually can tell, you know, how somebody feels about me or about whatever's going on, depending on the situation. And I can't do that with somebody over the phone, you know. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what, you know. She could be fake for all I know. You know what I mean? She could be a fucking, you know, just somebody. She could be fake. I don't fucking know. We FaceTime, but, like, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know about online. Online, anything could happen, you know, and it's just, I hate myself for it. I really do. But hey, you know, I'm here. Y'all ain't gotta deal with it, so y'all better be happy, you know. But I do, you know. And if something does happen, you know, between me and her, you know, at least y'all will know. My mind, my men, y'all would know my mental stance on it, you know, on what's going on, you know. And I feel like that's just with anybody I meet online, because I don't know anybody online. I don't know them. I don't feel their physical connection, so it's hard for me to connect with them online if I don't even know them physically. You know what I mean? Like, it honestly, like, sucks, you know, because it doesn't feel like you can connect with anybody. But, you know, I say you know a lot, but I fuck it, you know. Someone should make a compilation of just me saying, you know. That'd be funny. Yeah, so that's that. If I end up, you know, getting cussed at or getting attacked online or whatever, or saying this nigga ain't shit or whatever, y'all know why. I'm not gonna cheat, but, you know, I don't like cheating, but I'm not gonna cheat and just. What am I gonna do? You know, I'm stuck here. You know, I can't leave because I'm gonna hurt her feelings. But if I stay and we never meet up in real life, I'm gonna be miserable because I can't meet her in real life. So either way, I'm fucked. But yeah, you know, hope you guys are having a great day. Sorry if I made your day worse, but hey. It's my life, right? You know, thank you guys for listening, if you do listen. I appreciate it, you know, but, try to have a good day, you know, try to try to think, look on the positives of what's going on the, you know, the good, the bright side, because try to be opportunist, you know, but not be a toxic opportunist, you know.
'Cause those suck, you know. But
be opportunist when it benefits you and your friends and your family, you know. People you find close, people you find dear and to your heart. Make sure the opportunity helps them too, along with you. 'Cause then everybody wins, you know. But that's just my opinion. I'll go. All right. It's almost 17:38. Hey, 17:38. Whoo, I'll see you guys later. Thank you guys for joining. PS double T. Don't forget, if you can't be positive, be self-aware enough to trust yourself to tell the truth. PS double T. Love yourself and love others. Peace out. Thank you. Bye.